This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and around the United States are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's presidential inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guard will be backed by hundreds of federal agents in local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on duty in Washington. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery and will be joined there by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. It will be one of Biden's first acts as president and a show of bipartisanship at a time when the national divide is on stark display. The scope and urgency of the challenge Biden faces became even clearer this week after President Trump's insert. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden says he has a plan to help America turn the tide on the virus pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden acknowledges it's not cheap. $1.9 trillion aimed at boosting vaccinations, getting schools open, and sending more money to struggling Americans.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight.
About a quarter of the money would go directly to fighting the pandemic, including expanding testing and hiring more public health workers. The rest is aimed at economic relief and aid to states and localities, a Democratic priority which the GOP has resisted. Today, Biden says he'll lay out his plan for boosting the vaccination program, describing it so far as a dismal failure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A World Health Organization team of experts investigating the origins of the coronavirus are in Wuhan, China. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged there. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a, quote, misunderstanding, end quote. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. A powerful earthquake rocked Indonesia's Sulawesi Island Friday, killing at least 37 people, leveling a hospital, and severely damaging other buildings, authorities said, as they warned there were people still trapped beneath rubble. Hundreds were also injured when the 6.2 magnitude quake hit in the early hours, triggering panic among terrified residents of the island, which was hit by a huge quake and tsunami 2.5 years ago that killed thousands. So far, 29 bodies have been recovered from underneath crumpled buildings. Another 8 were killed south of the area after the quake struck. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last weekend in the Java Sea. The jet disappeared Saturday minutes after taking off from Jakarta with 62 people on board. One official said 12 victims had been identified as of Thursday, including a flight attendant and an off-duty pilot. One black box containing flight data was recovered Tuesday, and search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.